What kind of day is it? It's a White Claw day. Light and refreshing tasting. Uniquely cold wave filter. There's an iconic flavor for everyone. Come on, grab a pack. White Claw. Grab life by the claw. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavor. White Claw seltzer works Chicago, Illinois.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Even when the Knicks win, we still somehow find a way to lose too. Because the Knicks took game two last night against Indiana. That's a great thing. It's amazing to be up 2-0 headed on the road to Indy. But in the process, we have injuries to Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby, two key players that we do not need injuries to. We're going to break down exactly what happened in last night's game, what injuries these guys have, and what their status is for the next game. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks win game two, but suffer key injuries in the process. Not only to OG Anunoby, our defensive juggernaut in our wing, but also our superstar point guard in Jalen Brunson. Brunson went out in that first quarter with some type of foot injury. He missed all of the second quarter and then, out of nowhere, pulled a Willis Reed, came out of the tunnel, started warming up, and then he went off, had a Jalen Brunson game, and led the Knicks to a Game 2 victory, and now we lead the series 2-0. Shout out to Jalen Brunson for making sure the Knicks won this game. He came back. He played through injury. He didn't have to do that. He could have rested on the bench and definitely showed up in game three. But he knew the Knicks needed to win this game. He went out there. He played. And the Knicks won this game against Indiana 130-121. The Knicks again take a 2-0 lead, headed back on the road now to Indiana. Now they have to take game three some way, somehow. So that way they can make sure they close out Indiana as soon as possible so our players can get some rest. That moment when Jalen Brunson emerged from the tunnel, started warming up, and then said to Coach Tom Thibodeau, "I'm good. I'm ready to play." It had everybody in the NBA, who was at least alive at the time to remember it, have flashbacks to the Willis Reed moment when he was injured at a time, but he came back in a crucial game seven and he went off as well. And because of that, Jalen Brunson is now on the back cover of the New York Post with the following headline. "It is probably my favorite New York Post back page cover that I've seen all season long. Read all about it. 54 years to the day later, Jalen channels Willis and leads Knicks to legendary win." Quick game breakdown here. Shout out to Fred Katz of The Athletic for helping to provide this information. Once again, the final score, Knicks 130, Pacers 121. Knicks lead this series 2-0. Brunson, I don't even know how he did it, 29-2-5. We'll get to that, his injury, and more updates about him. DiVincenzo, though, 28-6-4, another huge game. Anunoby, before he went down in that third quarter, 28-4-3, probably having his best game as a Knick to date. And then Josh Hart, 19-15-7. This is just a common place for him now. And Isaiah Hartenstein, 14-12-8. He's not going to get a lot of credit, but the fact that he was close to a triple-double last game, the fact that the Knicks passed the ball to him and trust him to play make and make the right plays and passes, tells you everything you need to know about Ihart and how much faith and trust the Knicks have in him. Find a way to win. That is how this Knicks team continues to thrive, continues to win, and continues to defy the odds. Each and every time they're close in the game, close in clutch situations, they come out ahead. They come out on top. Why? Because they have one of the most clutch players in the entire NBA right now. Definitely in the postseason right now, in Jalen Brunson. And in my opinion, if he played that second quarter, we would be talking about right now, Jalen Brunson making history yet again, having another 40-point game and putting this Knicks team on his back, willing them to victory. But you know what? He didn't need 40 points this time around to do that. Still put this Knicks team on his back, hobbled, and took us to the promised land, took us to victory, and now we are headed on the road to Indiana for game 3. But I know you guys have been waiting. What is the update about Jalen Brunson and that foot injury? Well, according to Jalen Brunson himself, this is what he had to say about it. Shout out to New York Basketball on the app X for giving us the following information. Jalen Brunson on his foot, on returning mid-game. I'm just happy I did. To be honest with you, we found a way. That's it. On being ready for game 3. And here's where my heart sunk a little bit. I'm going to try to be. If you look at his face when he was giving the interview with Chris Haynes, he just did not look right. He looked like he was in pain. Do you know when you're trying to smile, but you're really hurt or in pain, but you're trying to hide it? That's exactly what Jalen Brunson was doing yesterday. Or at least to me, that's how it looked like. His face was giving off all of those reactions. But we still found a way to win. But as he just said, and my heart sunk when he said it, his status for game 3, he's going to try to be available. If you know Jalen Brunson, he is going to do everything in his power to play. I do think he's going to play even through the injury. The problem is, if you play through injury, how much more damage could you do to it? And if that's the case, do you really want Jalen doing that? But at the same time, I understand it.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean Lafitte.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah, it's another day, but what kind of day is it really? A day of doom scrolling? Laundry day? Nah, it's a White Claw day. Light and refreshing tasting, uniquely cold way filtered. There's an iconic flavor for everyone. So grab a pack, grab your friends. Make the most of each day with those who matter most. When you're together with White Claw, every day is a once in a lifetime experience. You just gotta grab it. White Claw. Grab life by the claw. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw seltzer works Chicago, Illinois.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
If you don't have Jalen out there, it's likely you're not going to win. When Jalen was off the floor for the Knicks, Indiana had their way with us and they were blowing us off the floor. He comes back, we erase their lead, and we take our own lead. After the game, in the post-game press conference, Jalen Brunson spoke more on his foot injury. According to Jalen, I'm all good on what happened to his foot. Don't know. Just felt a little discomfort. On coming back, I had a decision to make, and I made a decision. Dante on Jalen. He's a warrior. That's all I got. No doubt in our minds he'll be back. He always bounces back. He's a leader. That's all he knows. Since he stepped foot on this Knicks team, that's all he's done. Lead us. Not even with his words sometimes, but with his body language, with his attitude, with his work ethic. And each and every Knicks player has saw this and they've bought into that. Jalen needs to be healthy. Hopefully this next day of rest will go a long way in making him feel a little bit better. And hopefully he will suit up and be as close to 100% for game three. We absolutely need him. But he's not the only player we need. He's also not the only player that was injured last night. OG Anunoby, who in my opinion was having his best game ever as a Knick, especially on offense. When Jalen Brunson went out, OG Anunoby stepped up and he was doing everything for the Knicks. Him and Jalen Brunson, when he came back in that third quarter, they were clicking, playing off each other. It was beautiful basketball. And then a little bit late in that third quarter, OG Anunoby goes down a little bit awkwardly, and then he goes back to the locker room. He never returns. And then we figure out why, because they announced the following about OG Anunoby and the injury that he suffered. OG Anunoby missed the remainder of last night's game with a sore left hamstring. He didn't return, and Tom Thibodeau after the game did not have an update for us about OG Anunoby. Even right now, this morning, there were still no updates on OG Anunoby or his status. The likelihood is we're going to either get more information about OG and his status for game three later on this afternoon, either that or closer to this evening. Maybe we won't get any information till tomorrow morning. But either way, as soon as any updated information comes out about OG Anunoby and his injury, I will absolutely be making a video about it and I'll get you that latest information. But as of right now, the injury that he's dealing with is a sore left hamstring. And the hamstring, it's a very tricky injury because sometimes you can miss a couple of days. Sometimes you can miss a couple of weeks. Sometimes you could be out for a number of months. It all depends on the severity of the injury and how bad he tweaked it. For me, it did look like a cramp, but sometimes things look one way but are completely different after you get an x-ray or an MRI. So that's what I think the New York Knicks are waiting for right now. So until we get more information about OG Anunoby and what that injury to his hamstring is, I'm going to reserve my right of judgment here and have a little bit more optimism and pray and hope it's not serious. He's going to be fine and he will return shortly. That's where I'm going to stand on it right now. If it comes out to be a little bit worse, then I'll definitely make a video about it. You guys will see it and hopefully it's not going to be too bad. OG Anunoby, he's a key player for this team. We already saw, if you thought Josh Hart could stop Siakam, he really can't. Josh Hart's good, but Siakam, he's just a little bit better on that end of the floor. But OG Anunoby, even though he can't completely stop Siakam, he made his life difficult. And Siakam himself, he's not having a great playoff series this time around against the Knicks. His numbers have fallen off a cliff. So I don't want to hear it about Siakam. I don't want to hear it about the refs. I don't want to hear it about injuries or anything coming from Indiana right now. The Knicks are dealing with so many injuries. Our players are playing injured, and we're still finding a way to win. My mind is focused on Jalen Brunson, OG Anunoby, if they're going to play game three, and how severe their injuries are. For Jalen Brunson, it doesn't look too severe, and I think he is going to play game three, even though what he said to Chris Haynes made my heart drop. With OG Anunoby, that's more of the concern for me, because hamstrings are very concerning injuries. You can't predict them. You don't know how bad it is, and you don't know how many games he's going to miss, how many games he's going to need to rehab it, and how many games he's going to need to look like the same old OG Anunoby that we've come accustomed to see out there when he's playing for the Knicks. These are all questions that we have no answers to. All we have to do right now is wait for the latest update on OG Anunoby. Once we get it, we'll have a little bit more clarity on his injury and how much time he's set to miss. But for me, if I'm a betting man, I would have OG Anunoby status for game three listed as out. That's not what I want. I want OG Anunoby playing for us on the floor, but I want him fully healthy and not causing any further injury to that hamstring. If we're not going to get that, then he needs to rest and he needs to sit out. That's the unfortunate part about it. But given the fact he has a sore left hamstring and hamstring injuries are tricky, I think the Knicks are going to err on the side of caution and he's going to be ruled out of game three. It's going to be a huge blow, but you know what? Next man up mentality. Jalen believes in it. Tom Thibodeau believes in it. All the New York Knicks fans believe in it. And I definitely believe in it as well too. But while I love the next man up mentality, how much more am I going to have to take with these injuries? each and every game, each and every day, somebody new is on the injury report. And now it's two players that we can't afford to lose in Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby. Prayers up for those two guys. I hope they're good. I hope they play game three. And I hope this Knicks team can continue this ride of success all the way through the postseason, because that's what they need to do. But what about you guys? What do you think about these significant injuries to OG Anunoby and Jalen Brunson? And how do you feel about them? Do you think that OG and Jalen will play game three? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island.
He's John LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.